Amen. Well, I tell you what, that's good singing. If that don't put you on shouting ground, something's wrong with you. Amen. Appreciate the opportunity to preach to you tonight. Brother David, if I hadn't said, I appreciate you taking the class today for me. I tell you what, it's always good to have good help, a man that come right behind you and help you out. Amen. I appreciate you. Just for a little while tonight, I want you to turn your Bible to Genesis chapter 6. I'm going to preach a sermon tonight on what's next. What's next? And it says, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also as flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. I want you to think of that. Let's read that again. And God saw, let me tell you tonight, Appleby Baptist, he's still seeing, amen, that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. And think of this, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. I wonder what he's seeing here on this earth right now, amen. And we know God's running right on time. We know nothing ever sneaks up on God. But I'm going to tell you what, this world thinks they're going to get away with what they're doing, amen. But God's still a-watching tonight, amen. He's got this thing right down on time, and you will pay for your sin tonight. This world will. But this is something, have you ever noticed? And it repented the Lord. It repented the Lord that he had made man on this earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Isn't that something? A holy God that we serve, the very man got so wicked on the earth that it grieved our God that he made him. And it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. Brother Joel Self, open us up in a word of prayer. Yes. What's next? Boy, I tell you what, I look back on my 58 years, preacher, and I see how far we've come. Not for the good either. We have digressed as a nation, as our churches. And I'll tell you what, I want to let you know tonight, the devil knows that his time is short. And the Bible tells us he's walking to and fro, amen. I promise you that he's set on course to defy our God, amen. Now we already know that who's going to win the battle. But I'll tell you what, he's thrown a monkey wrench in this thing. And as we as a church and we as a family have to continue daily to teach and be examples that we need to be so that these children children that are growing up will be better serving the Lord than what we've done. Amen. 2 Timothy 3:13 says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. This world that we living in is not our home tonight. We're just a pilgrim passing through, and I'm afraid that most of us has sunk down so many roots, amen, that we forget that this world's not our home. And sometimes we forget what we are down here for in the first place. Amen. Oh, this world. I want to look back just in the 1900s about things that have digressed. First of all, look at the different Bibles. Preacher, you've preached on it many times. I never really realized, and you know, we hear this all the time, how the world hates the old King James, amen? God give us the holy written word, amen, that we might live by therein, amen? But this old world we living in hates that old Bible, amen? So I tell you what, the devil, by his means, has bombarded this world with different Bibles, amen, and it's went the wrong direction. They've taken out so many words, so many things, taken the blood out, amen, and we keep digressing. What next? Whenever you get away from the Holy Scriptures, you're going the wrong way, amen. But we as a whole, we're always looking for a loophole. We're always looking for an easy way out. There is no easy way out tonight, amen. What next? The home. The home has went to hell in a handbag. World War II come about, and I've said it before. The men went over to fight a war, and the women went on to public job, amen. They've never come home. The home is in shambles. May I tell you that 1867, the divorce rate was 0.013. You know what it is now? Over 50% of all marriages end in divorce. Now, if you want to go on further after you divorce and remarry, then 60% of those marriages don't make it. Then after 70% of those marriages don't make it there. Now you think we're going in the right direction? When the homes are messed up, may I remind you, a dysfunctional marriage leads to chaos. We wonder why, and let me tell you something. You can sit in the finest churches, finest preaching Baptist churches around and have a dysfunctional marriage, amen. Don't kid yourself. You can do that. Now, you're pretty stupid when you do that, may I remind you tonight. What we all need to do is get back to the Holy Word and realize that, I'm going to tell you what, we're not going in the right direction, amen. What next? When you have a dysfunctional marriage, next comes them little old darlings that we have. And you have a bunch of dysfunctional, weak children, amen. Now I'm going to meddle a little bit tonight, but I promise you, we need it. Somebody has to run that home. And under God, it ought to be you men. Some of us men need to step up. Ask for our little things out of your wife's purse. Put them where they belong and rule your house like you need to be. Some of you wives need to get right and listen to your husband. And quit running that mouth. You want it plain? Or do we need to sugarcoat this thing? So many of us have children growing up that are running that home, that are going to tell you how the cow eats the cabbage. May I remind you that you may have to put your foot down and be the man and the woman that you're supposed to do and be under God. Go ahead and let them run that mouth, scream, holler, be in that way. You're teaching them that it's okay. It's okay. And there'll be no repercussions for my actions. That sounds like good Baptist to me. I'm going to tell you something right now. Sometimes you have to meddle in their business because you know what? They're still children. And may I remind you, as long as you're under your mom and dad's roof, I don't care how old you are still under their subjection, amen. It shows. It'll show on in what we're doing. We're teaching them, and then when they get married, they're so screwed up that it only compounds and gets worse and worse and worse. We have no excuse here. We get it preached to us plain. Yes, sometimes, I'm not going to talk about boo-boo, but I will talk about loggerhead. Yeah, she got a boyfriend. I went to my pastor at that time. He was a lily-livered, and oh, it's okay. It'll be okay. I knew as a dad it wasn't okay. But sooner or later, you know what old dad said? There'll be no more. Oh, it was hell for a while. You want hell in the house? I'll be bigger. That's where you're going to have to go to. Somebody's going to run that house. Now, who's it going to be? Is it these little darlings up here? Go ahead. Go ahead. It'll only get worse. We wonder why. What's next? What's next? You know what? We cause what's next most of the time. What's next on it after the home and the children? Look at our schools, it's degressed. Preacher said it. Buddy, I'm going to tell you what, we send our children to the public schools. They look alike, they act alike, they talk alike. And we wonder why our children, supposedly Christian children, act like hell. We're shoving them in there and saying, good luck. Good luck. The school took the Bible out of it. Used to, you could take a preacher and go to the school and shell it down to the cob. I remember that in my time. You can't do that anymore. Now they'll let the trans group come in and have a puppet show, but you're not allowed to take that Bible and preach to them, amen. And we as his parents are so stupid that we allow that to happen and we wonder why. What's next? What's next? Our churches. Our churches have become worldly. We bring it in. And the world's become churchy. We've allowed that to happen in my time, preacher. Preacher come to me before service and said, there was a gentleman that preached in Mississippi, and he was, I'm going to tell you, he was so straight, you've been running your mouth, he'd call you up in front of everybody. Didn't you say that? Say you've been running your mouth, you can excuse yourself. That's what we need to get back down to business. It ought to be some repercussions down at the house of God, amen. We live in such a way we make a mockery of God's word, and we wonder why we have no power. We wonder why. But oh, it's a battle. Here I am just to help. I can't even imagine the beating and the banging that a full-time pastor has day in and day out. It must be hard. Must be hard. What if I said, just right here, you can excuse yourself if you've talked about today your brother and sister here in church. You can go ahead and excuse yourself, and you can come back in next week when you get it right with God. I wonder how many of us, I'm not going to ask you to do it and play the fool, but I wonder how many of us would have to get up right now and excuse ourselves. Instead of praying for our brother and sister, it's so much more easy to talk about them. We live for that. We'll get out of church and get us a little clique, and that's what we're talking about. Did you see so-and-so? Oh, yeah, I'm telling it right. Our churches have digressed to the point, can you imagine what God's thinking? What's next? Yes, sir, that too. That'll preach. It does. Next thing I'll tell you what's next is what I remember this deal about interracial mixing. Racism. Boy, did I have fun this morning. May I remind you, some of you wasn't here, racism is a woke word. I don't remember hearing racism 25 years ago, preacher. It has been brought on by the devil and the woke crowd, the Democratic crowd, to make us feel bad for what we believe and what the Bible teaches, amen. And most of them sorry preachers, they'll leave it at that, and they will not touch it from there because they're too afraid to be called racist. Call me what you want. I told them today at Sunday school, I didn't have to worry about Alex bringing a buck home. You know why? Because she was taught from this point up until what was right and wrong. Not that she was any better, or you to hate them or be ugly to them, you are to be kind to them. You teach them the gospel, they can be saved just like we are, but after that, the line is drawn. But it is bombarding us, bombarding our children on TV and Facebook and those things like that. You have to watch and be the parents that you are supposed to be, or one of your little old daughters will bring you a buck home. Call me what you want. Take the Bible out of it. That's my house. And if that's the way I choose, that's what it's going to be. That's where we've lost it in America. Our men has decided that they're going to go the easy way out. It's a whole lot easier to go hunting, fishing than take care of the business at home, amen. Pack my bags, honey. I'm tired of the battle. I'm going hunting for a while. And hell's a-raging in my house. We wonder why. What's next? What's next? Man. This is what's next, and it's a killer. The LGBTQ is everywhere. It is bombarded, and I'm going to be honest with you. I have never once, it's so many commercials and ads for those dudes. There's some black trans named RuPaul. I was going to preach, RuPaul's going to hell, amen. I can tell he's black. I can tell he's a cross-dresser. He is wicked as hell. And TV is promoting that. And your Your children are watching that, thinking it's okay. It is not okay. I remember in my time, some of the TV shows, I remember it was just homosexuality, men. Then they kept on and adding on and adding on. I remember even before that I knew what was right and wrong, my aunt had went and watched some nutty show that promoted a homosexual. And she said, I remember her saying this, that was such a cute show. I was thinking puke. The Birdcage, I believe, is what it was called. What a sorry excuse. People will do anything for money. But that trans group, you see, it was homosexuality. Then they brought in the lesbos. They started promoting that. See, the devil does this thing a little bit at a time. A little bit at a time. You know why? Because he knows most of us are cowards. And that, listen, as long as it just really don't hit our house, we're not going to say nothing. We're going to go to church. We're going to sit down on the pew. We're going to give our tithes and a little bit of offering. We're going to party a little bit, have a little party here. And I'll tell you what, until it hits our house, and it's too late. Too late. Shout on that a while. Shout on that a while. What's next? What's next? You see how this thing is just, hey, it's snowballing. It's snowballing. It's snowballing. And what are we doing? What are we doing? But yeah, RuPaul, he's going to go to hell. She, whatever. Sick. Man, oh man. This is a killer that I've seen in my lifetime. What's next? Used to, the government and the FBI, we could have been proud of. Seriously, in my time. I never once thought that there'd be so much wickedness in that thing. It has come to light. And listen, I'm not praising Donald Trump, but when he said the deep state and drained the swamp, we had no idea how deep this thing went. We as a church ought to be controlling that and ought to be crying aloud, because you know what? It affects us. And let me tell you, they're going to control what we preach before long. If we live many more moons, it will be illegal to preach what we preach. It'll be illegal. You can forget your little tax write-off that we all get. And boy, I tell you what, isn't it nice? They're going to take that 501c3 tax status and say, no, sir, you ain't going to do it. And then it probably going to get to the point we'll go to jail. What's next? It says evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. We're there. This thing is snowballed. Like I said, it is winding down. It's winding down. The Lord's still watching. I promise you, this is a wicked world that we live in. Now, I always try to leave you with a solution. The solution's in the book right here. In verse number 8, it says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Are you saved tonight? If you're saved tonight, you just need to do right, amen. You're talking about turning over a new leaf? You just need to do what you need to do and know to do, because we have no excuse. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man. Are you just tonight? Ladies, gentlemen, are you just tonight? And perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Where's your walk tonight? Because I promise you, what's next is coming. I fear tonight of what's next. You wouldn't think that it could get more wicked than what it is now, preacher. But I promise you, in my time alone, what's next has been all the time. question is tonight is how far are we willing to take this responsibility about a being Christian? How far are we willing to take it? How far? You done with it? You mad? He ain't going to talk to me that way. I promise you, what's next? I can tell you right now, these children need to be armed with the word of the Lord. They need to see examples from mom and dad, pawpaw and mama. I promise you, because, listen, we hadn't seen nothing yet. Those children here are going to see way worse than what we did. It's coming. So we need to be praying for one another instead of talking about one another. We need to be on the line, the firing line with God, and we need to be just. And I appreciate you tonight. God bless you, preacher.
One of those passages that came to my mind over there in Revelation, it's either chapter 2 or 3, and it's about verse 14, and concerning the church at Pergamos. And the Lord said, I have somewhat against thee, for thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam. It's not that everybody there believed in the doctrine of Balaam, but they allowed people that did to be in their congregation. Now, you know what the doctrine of Balaam is? Well, it's idolatry. It's immorality. And it's interracial marriage. Those three things. Now, you're not going to find anybody to touch that across the country. Baptist church going to hell in a handbasket. And you're not going to find anybody dealing with that. And I said all that to be able to say this. Hey, I'd witness to a black man, a black woman, as quick as I would a white one. I ain't talking about salvation, but when it comes down to marriage, when it comes down to crossing the line where God did, that's another story. See, we've lost that. I tell you what you do is, you can preach heaven real and hell hot, and I don't care if their skin's black, brown, Asian color, what it is, if you're a child of God, they can say amen. If you got rid of sin, you can shout and say amen. If you don't, you won't. That's true. That's true. You're probably sitting there thinking, no wonder they like Miss Juanita. Great sermon all the way around. Let's stand to our feet. Our country's going to hell in a handbasket, and I hope we can be examples and stay on the firing line. I've said over and over again, and by the way, let me just say to you, if you marry wrong, you'll spend the rest of your life trying to defend it. That's the way it is. I've been doing this a few years. I'm closer to where I'm going than where I started out from. I mean, I just am. And, hey, I'm on the way out. And whether that takes, you know, a year or 2 years, 3 years, 3 or 4 years, that's not it in a nutshell compared to where we've already come from. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Then we ask God's blessing upon us as we get ready. By the way, I'm glad Brother Mark got in on the family. Yeah. Well, I kept waiting on him. I didn't want to steal his thunder. Man, what a fine young man. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now, and let me just drop this on you so you know, is that, you know, fine young man, got saved. Of course, for a while, I got to thinking, well, he's just getting saved or going through the motions so he can have Miss Allie's. And then this little rust got on the blade there. You know how dating people are. And I'm going to tell you something. You got to give him credit. He stayed by the stuff. He stayed right there by the stuff. I told him, just don't let the devil rob your heart and all that business. If God guides, he'll provide. And if he leads, he feeds. And here it is. Here it is right here. But what a top notch in my book. You're tops. You're top. Me and your wife already knew. I knew that about her. But let me just tell you right now, buddy, you're tops in my book. And I will say that, and I appreciate my son-in-laws and all that right there. They've watched these girls grow up, and they've watched their mama take care of me, wait on me hand and foot. And when they all of them got married, they expect their husbands to wait on them hand and foot. they learn. They learn by observation. All right. All right, let's get ready to go to the Lord in prayer, then ask God's blessing upon us as we get ready to depart from here on this very